Welcome back. Joining us right now is Congress MP, Mr. Manish Tiwari. Mr. Tiwari, thank you very much for joining us right here. My first question, how would you respond to the events of the 5th of January? Let's begin with that first.
Well, Sanket, thank you very much for having me on your show. It's a pleasure, as usual, to talk to somebody as erudite as you. What happened on the 5th of January was unfortunate. It shouldn't have happened. It was eminently avoidable. And I think the situation was delicate. It required delicate handling.
Now, when you say delicate handling, on whose part, Mr. Tiwari? Because right now there is a political slugfest between the state government and the center. On whose responsibility was it? So when you say it required better handling, what are you hinting at? Better handling on the part of the state government or better handling on the part of the SPG?
Well, let me answer this question in some detail, Sanket. The Supreme Court is now seized of this entire matter. And if I am instructed correctly or what I have been reading on some of the legal websites, the Supreme Court has ostensibly advised both the central government and the state government to hold off on their respective probes till Monday. They have also directed that the records with regard to what transpired on the 5th of January 2022, should be made available to the Registrar General of the Supreme Court. And so obviously, if the matter would not have been serious, the Supreme Court would not have intervened in the manner in which it did. Now, stepping away from what is going on in the court, and on Monday, we'll hear further on what the court intends to do. The fact is that the security of the Prime Minister is regulated by an Act of Parliament. That Act of Parliament is the Special Protection Group Act of 1988, which was amended in 2019, and I had the occasion of leading the discussion on this particular amendment from the opposition benches. And so therefore, I was able to peruse this act in some detail. The SPG Act lays down or delineates very clearly as to how the security or the proximate security of the Prime Minister has to be secured. It lays down what the functions and responsibilities of this Special Protection Group are. There is a Section 14 in the SPG Act which enjoins upon all central government ministries, all state governments, all local bodies, all district administrations to assist the Special Protection Group in the discharge of their responsibilities. So obviously, the primary responsibility for securing the Prime Minister and his proximate family is that of the Special Protection Group. Right. However, when the Prime Minister travels, whether he travels within the country or abroad, there is an advanced security liaison which goes ahead, which coordinates with all the other stakeholders on the ground. And in this particular instance, it obviously would have been the state government. It would have been the law enforcement agencies of the state. It would have been the Intelligence Bureau, most probably the Research and Analysis Wing also, because Punjab is a border state and the Prime Minister was traveling very much in the proximity of the border, and of course the district administration. So therefore, under those circumstances, if there has been a security lapse or if there has been a security breach, or that comment which is ostensibly attributed to the Prime Minister from sources, then it does qualify for a very deep and an impartial investigation.
How would you then, Mr. Tiwari, respond? Because, you know, what you seem to have explained in great detail is not the same as what is being said by the Punjab Chief Minister of your party, Mr. Charanjit Singh Channi, who argues, where was the breach? Was he attacked? Did he come under attack? He was very far away from where these protesters were. In fact, they were BJP supporters who were far closer to his motorcade. So where is the breach, he argues?
Well, I do not want to go into what the Chief Minister of Punjab has said or has not said. I don't think that's really material. What is material is, Sanket, that we don't exactly have a very tranquil situation on our borders. Our tactical and strategic situation with Pakistan leaves much to be desired. Punjab has had a history of ferment between 1980 and 1995. Jammu and Kashmir has also been in turmoil since the 5th of August 2019. And you have the Chinese who have transgressed in eastern Ladakh. The reason why I'm pointing this out is that your western and northern border isn't exactly the most tranquil border. And so therefore, when the Prime Minister is traveling in very close proximity to the international border of India and his cavalcade, for reasons which may be absolutely bona fide, I'm not even getting into why a particular situation manifested itself. But if his cavalcade had to halt for 20 minutes on a flyover in a border area, I think that itself merits an investigation.
Mr. Tiwari, I hope you realize that your opinion, what you seem to be expressing right now, is a little divergent from what your party seems to be saying. For instance, only this afternoon, in a press conference in Punjab, the Punjab Congress chief says that this is actually an insult by the BJP to Punjab and Punjabiyat. You're trying to say that people in Punjab are causing harm to their Prime Minister.
Look, the institution of the Prime Minister, the security of the Prime Minister, or the security of any person who has provided protection either by the central government or the state government has to be above parties and politics. And it is extremely unfortunate that an issue concerning an alleged security breach has unfortunately become a political football. It is a commentary on the extremely sad and polarizing times that we live in, that on a question pertaining to the security of the Prime Minister, you have two concurrent inquiries, one by the state government and one by the central government. And it is obvious, because of the polarized polity that we inhabit, that the central government is not going to trust a state government inquiry. And the state government obviously does not want to trust a central government inquiry. And therefore, from the 5th of January onwards, I had publicly articulated that this investigation should be conducted under the auspices of a sitting judge of the Punjab and Haryana High Court, so that the impartiality and the integrity of the probe cannot be impugned either by the central government or by the state government. And eventually today, the Supreme Court has ended up taking cognizance of it. So the short point that I'm trying to make, and Sanket, I had made that point in my book rather forcefully, 10 flashpoints, 20 years, national security situations that impacted India, that there are certain issues which are above parties and politics. And it is high time that on questions of national security and the proximate security of people who are institutionally protected, as is the case of the Prime Minister, who's protection is ensured by an act of parliament. I don't think there are many nations in this world where the head of the state's or the chief executive security is ensured in this manner by an act of parliament. That we need to rise above parties and considerations.
Is that a message, Mr. Tiwari, to all? Is this should I consider this as a self-critique, a message to your own party men?
Well, it's equally a message to the Bharatiya Janata Party, and it is
and to the Congress.
It is unfortunate the manner in which some of their leaders have completely gone over the top in the last 2 or 3 days.
Who are you referring to, Mr. Tiwari? Well, which party? The BJP.
Of course, I'm referring to the Bharatiya Janata Party.
Okay.
The fact is that if there has been an alleged security breach, that alleged security breach has to be determined by the security agencies which are charged with the responsibility of providing proximate security to the Prime Minister.
Yes, but Mr.
Once it has been ascertained that, yes, there was allegedly a security breach, and there are other stakeholders who are involved in that process, since the Prime Minister was traveling out of Delhi, then obviously it calls for an independent and an impartial.
No, I agree, but you're saying, you're basically saying, Mr. Tiwari, that matters of national security must be de-hyphenated with politics. While that is a message for the BJP, should that message equally not be for your own party as well?
Because it's not like for everybody, Sanket,
including Congress.
That is a message for everybody, Sanket, that there are certain issues which are above parties and politics. And therefore, as a mature democracy, as people who inhabit a sensible public space.
But Mr. Tiwari, members of your own party have also politicized this. That's the allegation. Even members of your party, Mr. Charanjit Singh Channi, Navjot Singh Sidhu, all are making political statements.
Well, Sanket, I have never known you till now to actually interrupt a guest. You seem to have picked up some bad habits from some of your co-anchors.
Not
but
at all.
Be that as it may, I don't want to get dragged into the partisan part of it. Insofar as I am concerned, I am very clear. I have held this position for over four decades now as someone who cut his teeth on the front line of the fight against terrorism and extremism in Punjab, who personally suffered a serious loss in the assassination of my father in Punjab. I have always held and believed that on certain issues there should be no politics. And this particular episode or incident, which played itself out on the 5th of December 2022, deserves an impartial investigation. And now that the Supreme Court has stepped in, I think we should wait for the Supreme Court to decide the path ahead when it reconvenes on Monday.
Okay, my final question, Mr. Tiwari. This is a message for all political stakeholders, correct?
Oh, absolutely, goes without saying.
You know,
see, I have always believed that on matters which concern the security of either the nation or the institutions which are connected with the governance of the nation, we should be mature enough to rise above partisan politics and not turn everything into a political football.
All right. Mr. Tiwari, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.